Right, and where are we?
We're at Building 20, which is our Dev Lab building. And basically what my team does is we do every month, we do what's called a Dev Lab, and we bring in about 15 to 30 people every month. The Dev Lab building is kind of special because it's a place that we can sort of show stuff that isn't released yet, talk about for the very first time new products. And everyone who attends gets their own office with their own lock on the door and their own computer with those bits installed. And it's a great place to kind of have hallway conversations about the product, make it better and stuff, and get feedback.
How do you get to be invited to Building 20?
You send me email.
yeah, do you want to?
Everyone out there, that's not necessarily true. One of the things, the different teams invite people. And so for our team, we kind of look for a mix and blend of people. And so sometimes we look at enterprise customers. Sometimes we look at community activists. Sometimes we look at academics. Sometimes we look at new people coming to the, to the platform. We've even, on my team, we've had, we actually had a PHP Influentials dev lab about 18 months ago. And we sort of said, hey, let's find, the people who are most active in the PHP community and give them 3 days or 2 days, I think it was, of ASP.NET content, take them out to dinner, and, not necessarily try to convert people, but, basically have a good conversation and show them our stuff. And I think everyone left, pretty impressed with what we were building and had a lot of good conversations. And, it was a great way to kind of meet new people and, make ultimately the products a lot better.
Why don't you take us in and give us some stories?
Sure.
How long have you worked at Microsoft, by the way?
This is my going on my eighth year.
So you have 8 years of stories of Building 20?
Yeah. So
all right, we'll try to get that in 5 minutes.
So for me, the biggest memories of Building 20 is the .NET framework and ASP.NET V1. This is basically the place that we took.
There's a class going on.
Yeah, there's a class going on, so you can peek in here right now. This is our ASP Insiders, so this is 20 or 30 really influential ASP.NET community folks. So anyway, so in V1 of the .NET framework, this is where we took people to show them for the first time. And it was fun kind of showing people, hey, we're building this thing called the Comet Language Runtime, which is managed code and new languages and garbage collection. You never fail to get people's jaws to drop. Here, you're doing what? And so it's a lot of fun memories of shell-shocked people going back to their offices going, oh, my God, they're doing all this stuff. How did I not know?
Right.
So this is what an office looks like.
Okay.
So everyone here, this is Steve P's office. He's visiting our ASP.NET lab.
And you get a key lock in your own.
Yeah, you get a key lock so you can store your stuff there, and you get a couple machines. With the latest bits installed. And so they have right now the latest build of WIDBI, so early version that's on the beta 2 build that hasn't been released yet. And then also they're getting IS 7 today.
So do you ask visiting developers to actually build something here, and do you sit over their shoulder and watch how they're struggling with that?
Yeah, I mean, basically the format that my team uses is we'll do that main room that we saw a little bit earlier. We'll do presentations pretty much throughout the day, about an hour and a half each. Try to make it interact, so we try to keep it to be 20 to 25 people total. Occasionally you get up to 30, but you want to keep it small so that people just fire away questions. And so the slides and the demos and the presentation itself hopefully is informative, but it's more the conversations that we're looking for.
Right.
And then the thing that we try to do is have people in their offices, and so you can see these are all offices for this lab, be able to go back during break and schedule time in where they can go try out the bits they just heard about, come back and then tell us, hey, it's all wrong, or hopefully it's all right, get some really good conversations going.
Okay. And these are pretty nice machines in here. And
yeah, they do. They do a great job. It's all really high end machines, and the lab organizers, you can basically say that run this building, you can say, hey, I want this build, I want this drop of software. They'll go ahead and image it and get you 40 or 50 machines that have it all installed.
Right. Can you think of a feature that came directly out of conversations in the hallway here?
Lots. There's lots of features. We showed the first version of WIDBI at this lab, I think, 2 years ago.
Wow.
So it was literally, we were about 3 months into the product. And so, you know, lots of feedback in terms of, you know, what providers we needed to build in terms of, for like membership and role management. Some really good feedback in terms of how master pages and themes should work. And, you know, usually what I find is you get two or three nuggets or real gems from each dev lab that you do. And you never know where it's going to come from. But, you know, if you get 20 people, really get them excited. You know, people get their own card key so they can come in before 8 and they can stay here. In some cases, you know, people will be here till 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, playing with the latest bits. And, you know, they'll give you great feedback.
Or there's a around the corner here. Let's go.
Sure.
I heard there's an Xbox room somewhere.
I heard that, too. This is the new one. So you see, actually, the names of the different rooms are actually based on code names. So Denali was ASP.10, Chicago was Windows 95, Lightning was the code name for the CLR, Sphinx for SQL, Thunder for VB, Whistler for Windows.
XP.
And then the Xbox room, which needs no introduction. And so there's kitchen food all the time, and one of the things that we'll do this afternoon, we'll actually have a barbecue. And so we'll set up a barbecue pit just outside. And, you know, a lot of it is just the hallway conversations and getting a whole bunch of fun people together that can chat about technology, products, life in general.
Right.
You know, that's where some of the best stories come from. So I think the Xbox room is this way.
Do you have any good stories to tell us from Billing 20? Drunken parties. Actually, they're pretty straightforward here.
I've been locked out one or two times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where, thankfully, my card key now lets me in at all hours.
I don't know where we're going.
Actually, I don't know where we're going either.
We mix that clock. So there's a lot of...
I think the most fun part was V1, where... You know, you had people that, you know, some cases they'd sleep here. They were so excited about it. And the Xbox room. And, you know, just seeing that energy was really cool.
Very nice and green. Yeah. Camera's not focusing. Okay.
So I think they're trying to, for tonight, get Halo 2 or a demo of Halo 2.
Oh, are we allowed to talk about that?
We're going to be able to show the screenshot of it. But, right. I know people are all excited about it. And this is the data center. Where you know, everyone pretty much gets a you know, storage, and it also means that we can do basically like high-end server testing. So a lot of times with dev labs, we'll have customers bring in their applications and be able to set it up, and we'll be able to try to replicate problems or test upgrades or do things like that.
Right. Now, does everybody who visits Building 20, they have to sign a non-disclosure agreement, right?
Depends. Depends on the different type of dev lab. So... in some cases we did, obviously, like the PHP Influential Summit, we don't. It depends a lot of it also on, you know, what state of the information is public.
Right.
So today we're going to be handing out IS7 bits. You know, we're not even at the alpha stage there.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that will have an NDA.
Okay.
But, you know, one of the benefits is you get to hear about stuff. You know, they'll literally be the first people ever outside my team to actually see the bits.
Right.
So they'll have seen it even before, you know, some of the execs in our management chain, which is kind of fun.
Wow.
But, you know, ultimately you build a much better product that way.
What's some other reasons to bring people here? What does Microsoft get out of bringing customers from around the world to Building 20?
Well, the thing that we find with my team, so again, we try to do one dev lab every month of about 15, 20 people. And you know, the thing that we get out of it is, you know, you get a diverse set of folks, and
yeah, I'm trying to wait for them.
They all get a chance to. Yeah, so if you get a diverse set of folks, and you know, you're using the bits for 3 days, and you're really kind of immersing yourself, you know, you'll get feedback on how to make them better.
Right.
And if you know, hopefully you listen to that and incorporate that into the product, you know, over time you see this really nice iterative cycle. Even more so than what you typically get when you're online working with the community, which is something else we do, where, you know, over a beer at the barbecue or when we take people out to dinner, you know, there's a gem or two of ideas that can really make a product dramatically better. And, you know, that's for my team, the main reason we do the dev labs. It never fails. Every single dev lab, you get one or two of those great ideas.
What's the one or two things that you'd like to see the community tell you? In other words,
In a dev lab or
even, outside? Because this being, you know, watched by probably a few thousand people. You know, so not everybody can come to Building 20. Right. Is there a way to do a virtual Building 20? You know, so more people can participate?
Well, one of the things that we do a couple things. So one is definitely participate in the community. We do a dev lab for all of what we call our ASP insiders and our MVPs. And so one of the things that we do is basically, you know, the way you can get invited to the dev lab automatically is if you're recognized by your peers in the community and are nominated as an ASP insider or an MVP. And so the ASP insiders are purely peer-based. So Microsoft doesn't select anyone who's in that group. But it's basically based on, hey, if you help out a lot of people in the community, you'll get nominated. And, you know, so that's one immediate way to guarantee you get invited.
Right. So be helpful is one thing.
Be helpful, you know, answer people's questions in the forums, the news groups, you know, be active in user groups, and, you know, that's one way to definitely get nominated.
Right.
The other way then is, you know, is to participate in the online community. There's a lot of, you know, WIBI forums that we've set up on www.asp.net. There's blogs that you can sign up for. And, you know, our goal is to have kind of a virtual community so you don't have to be in Redmond in order to participate in the design of the product.
Right.
You know, give feedback, play with the bits early, you know, tell us how to make it better, tell us what you like, tell us what you don't like. And, you know, you'll be part of that virtual community. And, and one of the things that we're trying to do is be, you know, as open as we can and share stuff as early as we can, not just with DevLab attendees, but with everyone.
Right. Do we do Building 20s around the world, or is there only one Building 20?
There are, we do DevLabs around the world. We do a lot more in Redmond, so a lot of people will come from around the world to Redmond, especially early in the product cycle. But I typically, my team, we do an event typically in Europe, at least once a year, where we'll pick a place, whether it's London, whether it's Germany. We've done it in Barcelona in the past, and do kind of a mini dev lab for a day or two.
Okay.
And then the other thing that my team does is we basically release a build a week, or sometimes a build multiple times a week, while WIBI's going on. And so we have a couple hundred people around the world that get daily notifications, and we have a terminal server system set up so people can try it out. We have VPC images that you can download, so you don't have to wipe your machine, and then there's the raw bits. And so it's not quite a dev lab, but you know, you get a listserv of very active folks going on, and you get a build every couple days. You know, it's a great way to, you know, be clued in on the inside of the project.
Great. Thanks for showing us around Building 20. And
thanks.
We're looking forward
to attend.
Well, let's sit down for an interview soon and talk about IIS7.
Cool. That'd be great.
That'd be cool.